This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking, for the most part, during the first hour of the show, we were talking about that parade that Donald Trump wants to have that's like the one in France, but this one's going to be better because it's not going to be France. It's going to be in Washington, D.C.
Go America!
It's going to be great. It's going to be a show of force. Yeah. What was the actual quote about show of force, if you've still got that pulled up in front of you?
It was about strength. It wasn't about force.
Just a second.
It's about the strength of our military.
And
okay, here it is. Yep. Trump said, quote, "We're actually thinking about 4th of July, Pennsylvania Avenue, having a really great parade to show our military strength."
Okay.
Strength. Key word there, Daryl. Not force. Strength.
Well, I think the caller we had after that, who brought up the term jingoistic, jingoism, and that's just not a word you hear often. I'm
correct.
Familiar with it. And,
I'm not.
Well, jingoism, and I don't even know exactly when the word came about, and maybe Daryl Googled the etymology of this word, but I remember seeing it and reading about it when I was reading about the early days of the progressive era. So the Teddy Roosevelt days, you know, the Spanish-American War, and this kind of extreme patriotism that was tied to a very warlike, a very imperialistic foreign policy, to where we were, you know, it wasn't the America of the previous 100 years, which was mostly, we're going to protect our borders and we will, you know, leave other countries to be. We will trade with them where we can. And not to say there weren't exceptions, Barbary pirates and stuff like that. But, you know, was it Washington that talked about, you know, beware of foreign entanglements and things like that, that we really did focus on our own country and we weren't trying to build an empire, because that's what Britain had done. That's what England had done. We were a result of that.
Let's say we focus on our own country and then people of another country want us to be in their country. Are you opposed to that?
If we were ever invited,
we have been invited into other countries.
We have been, and oftentimes we've been reluctant to leave. I really like to look at the motivations of why we go to different places.
I think even that is still, there's conspiracies, because unless you're on those particular missions, a lot of the intelligence and reasonings behind them is limited to, you know, the people that are actively engaged in them. It's not something that, even if you're in the military, you're not given intelligence on every mission or every country that is invaded. You're only told what you're allowed to know.
I think sometimes you want to bring up military and I want to talk foreign policy. And those are two different things. The problem is in jingoism is you are using your military strength as part of your foreign policy. And what we had done prior to that progressive era and American imperialism, where we were going out and creating bases all over the world, was we kind of kept to ourselves. But then we said, you know what? We beat you, so we now own the Philippines, and we're putting naval bases in there. And that's going to allow us to control the Far East. And now we can control the Caribbean because, you know, now we own Puerto Rico, and now we've taken Cuba. So now we have Guantanamo Bay, and we're going to build a big base down there so nobody can threaten us.
What if it wasn't like that, though? What if the scenario was different? What if it was like a country where the people were...
Give me an example of somebody who has invited us in, because they honestly needed our help. Just an example. Because I'm sure there's one there. I'm just at a loss to think of one. I look at the biggest quagmire that we're in and have been for I don't know how many decades now, which is the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we there? I mean, if you could reduce it down to one word, why are we in the Middle East?
What do you mean, why are we in there? I mean, we were invited into countries.
Well, why?
Several different countries over there for different reasons.
Go back in time, because this becomes history, because we haven't just been there since 1991.
Yeah, because when there's you know, power vacuums in different parts of the world, there's a lot of conflict and stuff like that, and there's people that reach out to the United States, there's people that reach out to Russia, there's different groups that reach out to powerful nations such as our own saying, hey, please help us. And, you know, our leaders decide, hey, is it in Americans' best interest to get involved with these people? And,
let's talk about the Middle East for a little bit, because I know a little bit of the history and I'm going to get some of this wrong and somebody's going to correct me, probably Daryl, because he always does.
It doesn't matter what you say about the Middle East. There's always going to be an alternative viewpoint.
Well,
so
we did some things. We did some things back in the 50s that angered some people in the Middle East, and that was replacing a democratically elected leader of Iran with somebody that we felt was more positive to U.S. interests.
So we replaced that. It was before my time.
Before mine, too. Believe it or not, folks, there are things that I talk about that are even before my time.
Oh. Yep, like the Revolutionary War, the crucifixion of Jesus.
Thank you, Daryl.
The flood.
The flood, right? I'm wearing my rain boots, though.
The ice age.
Yes.
The original, not the one that we had 3 weeks ago.
So then we go through all this economic turmoil as Nixon's trying to figure out, and we're screwing up the Bretton Woods Agreement with our money, and Nixon finally negotiates a deal with the Saudis to have all oil denominated in U.S. dollars to create the petrodollar, to create a demand for U.S. dollars because the dollar was no longer backed by gold. Had to do something to peg it to something. So,
but was that on a good business decision as far as America goes?
Well, it was
like to outline the country that wants to do business with us, and
it was for all the wrong reasons. But what we did,
what
was
are the right reasons though? Like if they said come over and help us out and we'll back your dollar with oil,
so
isn't that like teaming up? Isn't that like a compromise?
So in Iran.
Right.
The Shah wanted the U.S. to come help him secure power. So, yes, someone in Iran wound up inviting the U.S. military, specifically the CIA, to come over and help him secure his power. It wasn't the people saying, U.S. military, help us overthrow this dictator.
Right, because they had elected who they wanted. But the Shah had designs on Iran, and
but
he wanted our help.
I have heard situations where, like, my father, for example, was deployed over 20 times, so he went to so many different countries. And there were several countries where, like, the people wanted us there. Our soldiers would go out into the communities and be, like, local celebrities, for Christ's sake.
But we always have to take a look at those and then take a step back.
Yeah, but
what happened to get us there in the first place?
People like my dad, you know, were having pictures in these communities being praised by the locals, only to come back here and have, like, anti-military, you know, right, social justice warriors being like, oh, they're going over there bombing innocent people. Like, that's not what some of these pictures indicate. Sure, that probably, I'm sure, certain units in the military have gone and done unethical things. There's corruption in police departments. There's corruption in hospitals. There's corruption in schools. It's
not
limited
all
to the military. It's limited to bad people that don't have a conscience.
But that's avoiding my question. And which is why did we end up there in the first place?
Maybe we were invited. I guess it depends on who you ask. Because if you ask some person that's dead set on the military always being inherently evil, then they're going to say we went over there to, you know, dominate people control people against their will. But if you ask me, and having spent time around the military, and, you know,
you're continuing to talk military, and I'm talking foreign policy.
Exactly.
What
foreign
got us
policy.
There in the... But when the military is used as a tool of foreign policy, that's where I have disagreements. Not in every case, because there are going to be...
About like if you're going to have World War II, were we supposed to help free the Jews? I mean...
We sent a bunch of Jews back to Nazi Germany. Did you know that?
No.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can you answer Chris's question of an example where a country invited the U.S. military? This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone, anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use and try it risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about the My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position while you sleep. I've been using it for a couple of years, and I can honestly say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, yeah, the MyPillow, it'll still wind up getting dirt and dead skin on it, but you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like the MyPillow in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. So we've been talking about Trump's parade that he wants to have and jingoism and the role of the United States military as policemen of the world and how many countries, if any, have actually, the people have actually invited the U.S. military to come in.
Yep. And if anybody has an answer for that, please call in or hit us up on Discord.
Let's go to the phone.
There are several countries, but no matter what you say, someone's going to claim the opposite. So there's really not even
I'd love
a point
to
in discussion.
Just even have an example that we could discuss.
Let's go to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you there, Brother Tom Gooden and Brother Chris and Sister Heather. How you doing tonight?
Good, Ricky. Yeah. How are you? How's the campaign going?
Yeah, it's going great, man. But the problem is I just recently lost my campaign manager, unfortunately.
What? So you're looking for a new campaign manager?
I need one. I got lots of support, man, all over the place. I got two police departments. I got West Supermarket. I got the whole cab company. I need somebody. I'm supposed to speak with the Democrat candidates on the 15th.
Right. And?
And I probably still will, but I'd like to have a campaign manager.
Wait, what are you running for, Ricky? I must have missed this.
No, I'm running for, a Rosemary Brown seat.
He's running for state rep. Nobody outside of your district knows who Rosemary Brown is.
District 189. She's the state representative. You want to call her that. I mean, but she's nothing personal against her, but she don't do nothing. Her people run that house, and I'm friendly with her, McCall.
So, Ricky, I've got a question for you. The last time you were on talking about your campaign, you said you were going to run as an anti-federalist. So does that mean that you're going to have that ballot label next to your name?
I'm going to try. I mean, the things I find acceptable are anti-federalist or Democrat. Mm-hmm. I hate people. All the progressive. I'm not a progressive. Ricky from the Commonwealth ain't a progressive.
Who called you that?
How many signatures do you need to get on the ballot with a label other than Republican or Democrat?
Only 200. Well, actually, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. You know how it is with that. I mean, I am a Democrat, so I can go in as a Democrat. I mean, I think they'll support me once I'm rolling, you know?
Primary her and get her out of the way?
Oh, she's easy. I mean, well, here's the thing. You got to understand. No, Rosemary's
easy. This is my candidate.
Rosemary's easy. I mean, she's terrible. She blew a question in the debates last year. The only reason people vote her in is for one reason, because they know that all she does is sit back, wait for legislation to go through, and vote one way or the other. Her people run the House, and more times than not. And I tell you, generally speaking, her House gets the will of the people, and it works for them. But see, people are tired of it. They want somebody aggressive. I told you, I mean, when I was told as an example, an officer,
mm-hmm.
I met an officer recently, and I mean, and he comes to me and says, Ricky, you keep wearing that cross, brother. We're counting on you. You're not like Trump. You're the real deal. You know, we're counting on you to blow it all apart. Because they don't want it. They want people to carry guns. Everybody. You know, they want cannabis legalized without the tax. You know, I mean, people don't understand, really. I mean, I know that some places like Virginia, they got problems because their stadies are, you know, trained now by the Federalists. It's no wonder that crazy stuff happened, that man crawling on his belly.
Hold on. What man crawling? What?
Stadies.
Oh, the video that went viral. Remember the guy crawled on his belly in the hotel room?
Okay, I wasn't thinking that you were talking about something that was, you know, in the news like 4 weeks ago. I thought you were talking about something that happened more recently.
All right, so we got to keep the show moving. But to recap, you have got the endorsements of two police departments and Weiss grocery markets. There was another one in there I missed.
Also, the Pocono Cab Company.
Pocono Cab Company. All right, outstanding.
What? You heard about the what?
It sounds like we lost Ricky. It shows he's still connected to the... Okay, you just stopped talking mid-sentence.
That's all right. So did you call for a reason?
Skype died. I'm here, brother. Sorry.
All right. I think you were in the middle of something that may be closely related to a thought. Continue that.
Well, no. I got to support the whole cab company because of my stance on Monroe County Transit. I mean, the reality is... I mean, they are a private company that's tax exempt, that's controlled by the Department of Transportation. That's the damn state, you know. I mean, I'm banned from their buses. I made a call a while back when it happened. You know, freedom of speech.
How do you get banned from buses?
Freedom of speech.
How do you get banned from?
I'll tell you real quick. Now, I'm on
real
the
quickly.
Bus,
we
right?
got other callers we got to get to, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on the bus, right? You know, and, you know, I asked for a cigarette. Anybody got a cigarette? Buy one. We don't have any. And then after a while, I hear, there's no smoking on the bus. I said, who said I was gonna? And I said, you know what? I said, you got a cigarette? She says, no. And I like, you know, and I told her, I says, you know, you need to see a doctor. She said, why? Because you're hard of hearing. And I shot back at her. She says, I shot back at her name. I said, you know what? You're a blank. You do it real good, Darryl. It starts with an A. She says, you can't say that. I said, I'm going to call the police. I said, what's the charge? Now, she didn't write it in, but then she tells the driver, you better call the police before it kills somebody. Now, get this. They drop it. I'm at the shop right? The bus stops. I go to get off, and I said, now, you don't lie. I don't lie. I said, you will. I go to get off, and she says, you're an idiot. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? She said, look, you look like one. I said, why? Look at yourself, wrapping yourself in the American flag like that. And I said, you know what, sweetheart, let me tell you something. You're right about one thing. This is the battle flag of the North Virginia Army. That's the Confederate States of America. And you know what? That would make it an American flag. And you are a blank. And they left the scene. I walked off the bus. Now the cop says to me, get this one.
So did you ever buy a cigarette?
I did. I went in the Stop Right and bought them. The cop wanted to do it right in the Shop Right with the cameras and the microphones so he could razz on the bus company. But I wanted to have a cigarette. So we talked about it.
Oh, you know? Well, thanks for the call. And next time we get you on the phone, I definitely want to ask more questions about your campaign. And if there's any listeners out there who are willing to step up for the American dream and be Ricky's campaign manager, this campaign must not fail.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania depends on you.
It should fail miserably. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever is on your mind. And want to remind you, if you have never seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, it's a feature-length documentary about a former co-host of Free Talk Live who moved to New Hampshire and over the course of about a year wound up getting arrested about five times and all four victimless offenses, by the way. But he was facing, you know, a large amount of time in prison due to what they call charge stacking, to where, oh, well, we've got this charge and this charge and this charge and this other one, and we're going to ask that the judge impose these sentences consecutively instead of concurrently, and you could wind up going to jail for up to, like, 10 years. And he wound up out of, you know, basically self-preservation, taking a plea deal, and all of this was documented and turned into a feature-length documentary. You can find the documentary online for free at victimlesscrimespree.com, or maybe you want one of the limited edition DVDs that includes commentary tracks and a lot of bonus footage. You can buy those also at victimlesscrimespree.com. Discord.com. I think we may have somebody calling in on the Discord line. I'm not sure. Oopsie Daisy is the username there. Are you there on the Discord call-in line? Oopsie Daisy, are you there? Not hearing anything. Let's go to the phones where we've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry, I sound awful. I think I'm coming down with a flu or something. I'm not sure. But you guys were talking about Trump. You know, I call him Tangerine Jesus. That's what I call him. I don't see where, I mean, if he wants to have a parade, let him, as long as he wants to pay for it. You know?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I really honestly don't see that that's going to happen because I think he's going down this year. You know, there's a book that's out there now that's called Collusion, Dosher Money Laundering. And there's a whole bunch of information in there, and it leads right to, you know, his son-in-law and right to Trump, and I think he's all done. I really do.
So when you say you think he's all done, what exactly do you mean there?
I think he's going to be impeached.
Wow.
On what grounds?
Well, I mean, you've got to read that book. I mean, according to what part of that book said was they borrowed money from the Deutsche Bank that was laundered. They
Who wrote
the money was laundered.
Okay.
Hmm? Who wrote the book?
You know, I can't remember the name of the author. I apologize for that.
So what? How do you know this author is a reputable source, though? You know what I mean? Do you like, check sources before you...
Yeah, I looked it up online, like I Googled it, and then I heard it being talked about on some other stations that I listened to. I listened to a wide variety of different stations. But I think that it's something that, you know, that people just need to take a look at, you know, and form their own opinion.
So you'd be in favor of him, would you be in favor of his impeachment?
I would, yeah, because I think that he's crazy.
But aren't you scared of the words President Mike Pence?
he ain't no different than Trump is. You know, they're trying to create...
Impeach him, too.
I didn't vote for Trump, and I wasn't a big fan of Trump. I was actually a strong critic of him, but I'll be the first to admit that he's done quite a few things I approve of since he's been elected. So,
for example?
I mean, even my own mother has been seeing an increase in her paychecks thanks to the tax bills and stuff that he helped, you know, push forward. And I think there's...
All that money is just... It's Reaganomics all over again. It's you know, in 10 to 20 years, they're going to wish he hadn't done that.
Didn't he, like, repeal the Obamacare mandate or whatever, though? Now that you're not, like, mandated anymore, you're not going to get, like, fined by the federal government if you don't have insurance?
Did that go through?
Wind up going through, okay. Where that's one of the positive few things that Congress actually wound up passing.
There's been several different things, I think, that he's actually done that I support. And I think, I also think there's a lot of...
He also raised the budget for the first time, or assigned a budget for the first time, over $4 trillion?
No, there actually wasn't a budget passed, because they've got that whole thing to where if they don't wind up passing a budget by midnight, they shut down again.
That's right. He proposed a budget that was over $4 trillion.
All right, well, so if you want to know a little bit more about Trump himself, his mentor was Roy Cohn. It's a C-O-H-N, Roy Cohn. He was the attorney that represented Senator Joe McCarthy in the McCarthy era.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of the book again, Robert?
I found it. It's Collusion, How Central Bankers Rigged the World by Nomi Prins. That's spelled Nomiprins.
Gotcha. Well, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
I will.
And like I said, you know, check out this. If you go to Wikipedia and type in Roy Cohn, it'll tell you everything all about this guy, how he was into, pedophile extortion rings and
All right, so hold on, Robert. Just because Trump's mentor was a really bad person, that doesn't mean that Trump did an impeachable offense. You do understand that there are certain offenses that have to be done before a president can wind up being impeached, right? It's not just, I don't like this person, impeach him.
I'm kind of liking that, though.
How about
I wish we would impeach
him. Isn't that against the law anymore?
What's that?
I said, how about money laundering? Isn't that against the law anymore?
Good enough for me.
It is. Is Trump laundering federal funds, or are you just saying because he did money laundering back in the 80s, therefore impeach now?
No, this was recently.
I kind of like the idea.
All that information, Daryl, is in that book.
We'll have to look at that book. But
yeah, we don't have time to read a 384-page book on the air during a conversation.
But, I mean, the idea of impeachment, I love it because you can use it against any federal government, any elected or non-elected officials, I believe. It can be used to remove them. There's some little catch there. But we just don't use it enough. I mean, we've got so much corruption in Washington. Why don't we just have a standing committee on impeachments and just run them through, you know, as fast as you can investigate?
Because, as we said,
until you find one little thing and then get it before the House, let them do that, and let's just spend 2 or 3 years just impeaching people in Washington.
Chris,
what do you say?
Remember, I proposed something similar a couple weeks ago, and you said it perfectly. There would be nobody left in Washington, D.C.
To Robert, turn out the lights, yeah.
Thank you for the call. Let's try this Discord call one more time. Oopsie-daisy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. And still no actual audio from whoever keeps joining that Discord call-in line. That's one of the problems with having a call-in line like that, to where it shows somebody's in the room, but they don't actually have any audio.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. Like that's an oopsie daisy.
You're a funny one, aren't you?
I know, right? Yes. I got jokes.
I'm not sure we don't have some internet issues going on here, too. I'm checking that out.
There might be. I don't really know. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. We do know that the Skype username, lrn.fm, that works. The telephone lines, 855-450-FREE, those work. And Chris, let's test out this Discord. And coming up, there was something you had about the Pentagon losing a bunch of money.
Again, I know they keep losing it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the Verticoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour. Frightened you, my kid.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you like saving money?
Yes.
I thought you would say that. And do you like using cryptocurrency to save money? And do you shop online? Well, how about if I told you there was a website where you could combine all of those things? That would be saveatpurse.com. Now, previously, you used to have to put things in an Amazon wish list and then import that into saveatpurse.com. They actually made it easier to where you can wind up getting these bigger discounts all through their website. They're at saveatpurse.com, which means no more Amazon account required, if I understand this correctly, to where you just order the products directly through saveatpurse.com. Select the discount you want, up to 33%, and then you use cryptocurrency to pay for the items. Somebody then winds up buying the items. They get delivered to you. You then go back to saveatpurse.com, click that you received the items, and the person on the other end winds up getting cryptocurrency. I believe the payouts are only in Bitcoin at this time, but I do know that with Shapeshift integration, you can wind up sending in a whole list of cryptocurrencies. And again, save big time. Saveatpurse.com. We got the Discord working. Yay!
Yay!
I don't have a yay cheering sound effect pulled up.
But there may be some internet issues going on. I've been getting reports that
YouTube is... So let's hear who this Oopsie Daisy is.
Yeah. So we've got Oopsie Daisy calling in on the Discord. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, hi. It definitely wasn't an internet issue. It was an oopsie. That's what I do. I make oopsies. Oopsie. My bad. So as interesting as American jingoism is, and as I'm Canadian, by the way, so it's kind of the whole thing's kind of a joke for me.
Mm-hmm. Did we?
She's still showing us connected, but just wound up. Poof.
kind of going
no audio. So there's definitely something going on with the internets here in the LRN studio.
Maybe some lines are crossed.
Is she calling in from Canada, maybe?
She could have been shut down. Did they build a wall up there?
Maybe the Canadians really don't like Free Talk Live.
Difference.
Did we build a wall up there?
I didn't build anything.
Lines. I don't know.
Canadian wall.
We might have.
You know, that's the other thing is, like, I think it's kind of funny that they're, like, talking about building a wall on the southern border, but then they're like, oh, Canadians? Yeah, sure, we don't mind them.
That's because they look like us. Only the people that support the wall won't say that's why they don't want to build the wall on the northern border.
No, I think there's some... I mean, if you have to justify it, people will do what they do, and they'll say... All the drugs that are flowing into the United States, most of them come from our southern border, and illegal immigrants come from our southern border.
Yeah, but like Mexico's more of like there's more poverty in Mexico in comparison to Canada. Maybe that's what it is that...
Yeah, Canada's just kind of like northern suburbs of Detroit, really. I think that's how a lot of people think of it, or it's sort of north of Maine, there's not really that big a difference.
Yeah, and there's definitely something weird going on with the internets here because the Discord has a little face that's flipping around in circles here saying connecting. It's something strange.
Yeah, it was kind of nice having another
going on.
Like a female caller.
I know.
Other than Sarah from Albuquerque. It's like our only female caller. I was like, actually, no, there was that one woman in Florida one time. Remember? She worked for the state.
I remember that.
She got
knew you'd remember
she
that.
She got fired up and called in.
She did.
Because, what was it? It was about some investigation into corrupt Florida officials, like misspending $4 million or something.
Something like that. She had a problem with that.
It's just, yeah, she had a problem with
people
that.
People work hard down there in the state in Florida.
Yeah. You need to get more ladies calling into the show.
Well, put your call out. Don't you have like a...
I don't know. I'm not really a feminist or anything like that, so...
Having female friends?
Well, he's like, put a call out.
You know, like, through your girl network.
Not gonna...
Don't you have a girl network?
Yeah.
See? Put the call out. Get some female callers in here. Honestly, I think our audience would probably appreciate that as much as you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Pentagon having lost a bunch of money there, Chris.
Well, they do that from time to time, darn it, because it's not easy to track a lot of money, and the Pentagon gets a huge portion of our federal budget. And this comes to us from Reason. Damning audit says Pentagon cannot account for $800 million. Meanwhile, Trump and congressional Republicans want to remove spending caps for the Defense Department. The Pentagon failed to track more than $800 million in construction spending adequately, according to an internal audit of one of the Defense Department's largest agencies. That audit, obtained and published by Politico on Monday, shows that the Pentagon's Defense Logistics Agency, described as, quote, the military's Walmart, unquote, because it's responsible for processing supplies and equipment, lacks a paper trail for millions of dollars of spending, making it impossible for auditors to determine how funds were spent. Quote, across the board, its financial management is so weak that its leaders and oversight bodies have no reliable way to track the huge sums it's responsible for, the firm warned in its initial audit of the massive Pentagon purchasing agent, Politico reported. The audit conducted by Ernst & Young, which is one of the big four accounting firms in the country, was meant to be a test case for whether a full audit of the Pentagon's $700 billion annual budget should be conducted. My answer is yes. Based on the results, it would seem the answer to that question is both yes and, oh boy, you're not going to like the results. The audit completed in December found misstatements in the DLA's books totaling $465 million, another $384 million lacked sufficient documentation and sometimes had no documentation at all. Gaping holes in the Pentagon's bookkeeping suggest there's even more waste that remains unknown. And what this is saying, it's not saying that they just lost $800 million. What it's saying is there's no way to account for the spending or the use of all this stuff that they were supposed to spend. I don't think there's some, you know, staff accountant at the Pentagon who's been quietly embezzling $800 million. But it is one of those things that happens when you have an agency where nobody's really rewarded for efficiency and they're not really held accountable. At least the audit was allowed to see the light of day when a 2015 review of Pentagon's personnel costs turned up more than $125 billion in bureaucratic waste. Defense Department officials tried to bury the report. Among other things, it found that the average administrative position received over $200,000 in compensation, including benefits. Some staggeringly large numbers there. And I just we talk about, you know, okay, so...
Well, this is what 12. Cryptocurrency will be nice, right? Once we have crypto and we have things like the blockchain, right? Won't you be able to audit... Like, you can't misplace something that is a part of the blockchain. Right. You know what I mean?
One would think.
If it's immutable, now, one of the problems, depending on which blockchain you're using, Ethereum, they could possibly wind up and go back and erase things and say, well, we didn't mean for that to happen.
Do a little redo. But that's a really interesting point, though, Heather. I mean, if governments... were forced to use immutable blockchains to account for everything.
You know they're never going to go for that. It's hard enough getting them to actually comply with FOIA requests.
Right. You're talking about an agency that won't do the things that it's legally required to do now. And for them to stand up and say, we would like to voluntarily make ourselves more accountable, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but...
Here, even at the local level, in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, the school board every year winds up giving less and less information on what their budget is. They don't wind up giving more information of, here's a line item. Nope, we are spending this many million dollars on administration. They're not saying this is the salary of the superintendent, this is the salary of the principal, just here's administrative cost.
Right. That's
which
a common
is about
tactic.
Half of what the budget is.
Yeah, and to be able to drill down into those numbers, that's what firms like Ernst & Young are used to doing. You know, they want to go in and they want to see if wages are appropriate for the job, for that geographic area, and, you know, make sure you're being paid what you should be paying based on the market.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 3 coming up in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And hopefully the internet stays working.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.